I'm a bit of a new face here. I'm just over here from our New Hope Church, your sister church now, which is pretty cool. Doc's allowed me to come out today and just see. He's told so many good reports about what's happening here and part of things. And you can see that there's a haircut that goes with New Hope. Maybe a shape, I don't know. But it's awesome. So Andrew's told me before that he's actually committed to doing the haircut as well. So looking forward to that, Andrew. That'll be very cool. It's good. It's awesome. Yeah, morning tea. There'll be a shaver out there ready to go. We're good. We gotcha. It's good. But I'm really excited to be out here with you guys. And it's just so amazing to hear what's happening. It's cool to hear Ben and Beck's story. That's just so cool to see a church that is sending people out and seeing their next stage being amazing as well, which is cool. It's pretty cool actually because my wife's name's Beck as well. I'm Ben, and I don't know. I've got a son who's Levi, not Elijah. So anyway, it's all good. So very cool. It's also nice to see some familiar faces. I think I saw Tiffany around before. Nice to see you at the back, which is cool. Very good. Can we get around the Word of God? Should we pray? Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we don't take it lightly, and we just say today we're opening our hearts around the Word of God. We're excited to hear what you might have to say to us. Lord, we just pray that this message would go far beyond my words and speak into the life of this church, into where you're calling us, what you're doing with us, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen. I was thinking about those words that we just sung together about being called onto the water. Well, man, what a powerful confession to have in Jesus. In fact, when that song first came out, I remember thinking to myself, man, I'm not sure if I can actually sing these words. They're pretty, like, if you think about them, call me out onto the waters where my faith requires much more of me. It's a huge thing. And I was just thinking about this church and what God's doing in it. Man, he's really calling you out into some waters. But looking around, it looks like this is a faith-filled place, ready to see what God's doing. And I'm excited for that. So I'm going to work with Ben at the back, and we're going to do some PowerPoint stuff here. Today, what I want to talk about is faith as community. And I'm going to ground a lot of what I talk about today in Philippians 2. So if you've got your Bibles, or if you've got your notepads or your YouVersion, or maybe you just have it in your heart, you can memorize scripture, I don't know. But let's have a look at Philippians 2 together. It says this, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of mind, and do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each to the interests of each other." I love this scripture, but it's quite challenging when we're looking at it. And I was just thinking about just how we're as a culture together, really, there's a real sense that we're in a cultural moment where there's a lot of change happening around and about us. In fact, I've heard, I don't know if you've heard recently about the thought of a great resignation or those sorts of things that are happening. Maybe after COVID, there was a lot of people who sort of stopped and reassessed what they're doing with their life and whether this is the thing that they want to commit to. Maybe in church life, there's changes and things that are different, and those changes sometimes can put us in a place that feels uneasy or maybe a bit of tension. But I want to just turn the tables a little bit there, because I think on top of that, it gives us a real chance to really consider what God has for us. Maybe there's been some times where we've been just coasting in life. And I know where I've been challenged to rethink what I'm doing with my life oftentimes is in moments of change. What's really important? What actually do I need to hold on to? And today I just thought it'd be really cool for us to have a look at the idea of faith as community, but consider it as a sense of what if we took a moment and really thought about what our community could look like together. I wonder for HVBC, Hawkesbury Valley Baptist Church, I wonder what it would look like if together we considered what faith as community could look like. How would we be impacting to our community? How could we serve Jesus together? How could we unite around the cause of Christ together? And I just want to bring some thoughts out from Philippians 2. I hope it blesses you. I hope it speaks to you today. But I want to look at three things in particular that I think are found in Philippians 2. And that is shared access to the very presence of God, shared spirit, and lastly, shared humility. So let's have a look at our first one, Philippians 2, looking at shared access. So Philippians 2, it says this, therefore, in fact, as you look at Philippians 2, it's almost like, if this happens, then go to this. And then if this happens, go to this. I'll show you as we go, but I love how it starts. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if tenderness and compassion. I think what Paul is saying here is, this is a group of people, we're nothing special, but we do have access to God. We have a shared spirit. We are united with Christ. I love that today anyone who is within my voice has access to God. There's no special thing that you need to do except open your life to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's so funny, sometimes it's just as simple as a prayer that gets you the access into our Heavenly Father. And this is a group of people that together, this church community has access to the presence of God. Your personal walk matters when it comes to your community. The way that you engage with God's presence actually is a huge blessing to the community that you're a part of. I wonder if you've thought about that recently. You know, sometimes in the busyness of life, we get distracted with our work, our family, different things like that. But do you spend some time accessing the very presence of God? You know, the thing when it comes to your Christianity, oftentimes it doesn't change the circumstances you're in, but it does change who you're doing the circumstances with. God's presence goes with you. Wherever you go, God is with you. His presence, his access to his presence is right now. It's not just on Sunday services, it's all through the week. You have access to the very presence of God. And that's the very thing that unites us as a church. His love and his presence unites us as a church. We all have access to God's presence. We all have access to his love. We all have access to his spirit. I love this in 1 John 4. It says this, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. In fact, John goes on to say that God is love. We have access to God and his love and access to his love. I was thinking about this, and I hope that you sort of follow me with this thought. God is love. He actually is love. And if you think about what love is, love doesn't just exist in and of itself. It's something that is given to somebody else. God is love. He is the giver of what love is. We have access into God's love and who he is. How amazing is that? I was thinking about the concept of the Trinity. I know I'm a bit nerdy like that. I'm sorry. I love scripture. I love what God's doing. And I was thinking about the idea of God three in one. Those three in one, he is someone who gives love amongst himself, but he is love. If we want to know what love is, we have access to the love of God through our community together. Does that make sense? Have I gone too far? I hope that makes sense. Watch this in 1 John. It continues on the next screen. It says, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. I was thinking about what is the completeness of God's love. It's not just that we access his presence and his love for ourselves. When God's love is made complete, it's made complete in us when we have access to his love, so much so that it overflows in us and outpours into somebody else. This is a community where God's love is felt as people show his love to other people. Does that make sense? There's a complete cycle where we access God's presence and his love and are filled with his love. But secondly, that love doesn't just stay with us. It is outpoured into our community, into our workplaces, into our universities, into our families. As we access God's presence, it changes us so much that we want to bring that change into other people's lives. Without access to God's presence, we're doing a whole bunch of works and we're trying to make it happen for ourselves. It's got to happen out of an overflow of God's love for us. How cool is that? This is a community where God's love exists. I was thinking about the early church. The early church used to, across the week, I found this out and was a little bit challenged, but across the week they used to do a bit of fasting. In fact, they would fast two times during the week, and then on the Sunday, they would get together and they would do this massive feast. The feast was called the Agape Feast. In other words, Feast of Love. And the idea was that through the week, they would get into God's presence. They would go through this idea of fasting, relying on God and allowing him to provide for them. But then on Sundays, they would get together and it was a celebration of the love that they had accessed together. Can you imagine that? I think that's such a visual, great space where God is, where we're sharing food, we're getting provided for, there's love, there's excitement. And man, if you've ever fasted, there's a lot of excitement when you see food. So in that space, you know what I'm talking about. There's an amazing sense that God's presence was amongst them as they shared together the joy of God's love together. You know, today as we meet, God's love's here. And I think as a community, we should access that love together. My challenge to us today, as we look at this, is God's love made complete in and through us? All it takes for you is to access God's love for yourself. You won't be able to help yourself as you love one another through accessing God's presence. Sound good? Sounds great. Okay, let's have a look at our next one. A shared spirit. Philippians 2 goes on to say this, "Then make my joy complete." So you've had a complete love. Now we're talking about complete joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one spirit and one mind. Man, I think about this and I think about Friday nights or sometimes Saturday nights with my family. We get together sometimes and have family night. And on that family night, we often say to ourselves, okay, what should we do for food tonight? Let's go get some takeaway. That conversation is not a short conversation. In fact, one person wants to go and get KFC, the other one wants to get a Porto's, another one wants to, like, it's a long conversation. Anytime you gather a group of people in one space to have one mind, it's almost impossible. Anyone else feel that way? We have so many different opinions on how things should be done, so many different ways in which we want to do things. We've got different tastes, different likes, different those sorts of things. We have so many different things, but for some reason, God wants us to come together, be of one mind and one spirit. And that's what God wants to do to make his joy complete. I wonder what it would look like for us as a community to do that. Man, it's going to take a little bit of sacrifice. It's going to take a little bit of us getting in God's presence. And the only way I think that we can do this is by accessing the Holy Spirit, to submitting to what God wants to do in and through this community. This is challenging for me because I have certain ways in which I want to do things. There's certain things that I want to do, but I need to submit those things to what the Holy Spirit is doing in and through this place. this is a powerful community as we decide to allow God's Spirit to move amongst us. I'm going to show you in Acts 15 just how they did this in the early church. They got together, there was a council, and they were deciding what they should do as a church together. Maybe it was one of those GMs. They got everyone in, ready for a vote, and were going to talk about where they were going to move forward. And some of the things on the table was how they deal with Gentile believers. As the Gentiles started to come in and be believers, how they would do that. At this council, they started to pray as a group of people. And one of the things that they said is, it seemed good to us, having become of one mind. And later on it says, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. I love that. There's a sense that they were moved, they were using their intellect, their wisdom and understanding, but at the same time, they were submitted to what the Holy Spirit wanted to do amongst them. God moves amongst us as we continue to hear his Holy Spirit. In Revelations, it talks about it this way. You ever been to Revelations recently? Revelations, where he's talking to all the churches at the beginning. At the beginning, it talks about whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Not what one person or an opinion or different things like that. It was what the Spirit would say to the churches. I think there's something powerful as we continue to do that. Ephesians 4, and we'll put it up here in Ephesians 4. It says, since you have heard about Jesus and have learnt the truth that comes from him, throw off your sinful nature and your former ways of life, which have been corrupted by the lusts and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and your attitudes. Put on new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. I was thinking about this, and I've just recently taken up running. I had a sore shoulder, went into the physio. He's like, there's not much you can do, but then maybe you could work on your fitness. I said, all right, I'll give it a go. So at the beginning of this year, I took up a bit of running. It was funny, the first couple of times I did it, it felt a little bit clumsy, and I didn't really know what I was doing, and I was like, I'm trying to do running. But after a while, I got a few tips from some friends, and they told me what I needed to wear, the type of shoes I needed to wear and different things like that. And it was funny, as I put on these shoes and the way what runners wear, I started to say to myself and to others, hey, I'm a runner. Not I do running, I am a runner. Nothing had changed. I wasn't doing anything much different, but mentally, I was a runner. And I think that's what this scripture is trying to say. Put off old things and become a Christian where Christ is living in. Allow them, don't just do Christian things, be filled with the Spirit and be a Spirit-filled Christian. Be someone who is guided and led by the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you today, let's be of one mind, one Spirit, be submitted to the Holy Spirit and allow God to move amongst us. Let us be sensitive to his leading. I reckon that's a great church community to be a part of. All right, lastly, you still with me? Is anyone thinking of lunch yet? No? All right, good. Now you are. Okay, put that aside. Think about the things of the Lord. Okay, back here. Last one. Let's be shared in our humility for others. So we've got access to God's presence. Through that access, there's an overflow of love and care for others. But we haven't stopped there. We've started to say to ourselves, now we've got access to God's presence, we're going to submit to his Holy Spirit. What is God doing in this place? May my thoughts, my heart be guided by the Holy Spirit. And lastly, we have access to humility. See, nothing has been doing up until this point. This is where we start to do things through the access, through the submission to his Spirit. Philippians 2 says this, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each to the interests of others. I like in Romans 12, it reiterates this thought. Do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, Sometimes I think of myself, I wonder what I would do if I was to sort of look through my thought life and just think about how much of it is based around things that relate to me versus how much is it related to others. I think this is a challenging scripture. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. In accordance with God's faith, which has been distributed to you, accordance to the access to the presence of God. For just as each of you has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, through many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace God has given us. And isn't that so true? It's funny, as a church family, we can't all lead kids' ministries or youth ministries. We can't all sort of jump in and do an amazing job like Ben does on the sound and running, streaming through COVID and all that sort of stuff. We can't all, you know, lead worship like Jen did today. That was just amazing. We can't all serve in our communities as chaplains like I know many people do in this church. But we do have a place in this church. And I wonder what is in your hands and how God is choosing to use you to build into this community and beyond. Serve the local community. I think it's done through humility. It's done through an act of understanding I have access to God, I'm guided by His Spirit, and I'm putting my hands open because I want to serve what God is doing in this place. I want to humbly give my giftings and my things to what God is doing in this place. There's something powerful about that as we contribute our time, as we contribute our energy, as we contribute our finance to see what God is doing, start to take action as together we unify and see what God is doing amongst us. I think it doesn't take too much to look beyond ourselves, to go beyond ourselves. You know, sometimes we need to just create a little bit of margin in our life to allow God to use it for the service of others. I wonder today maybe what that looks like for you. Maybe it's a conversation outside. Maybe it's just hanging back a little bit after church, putting yourself out there for someone new and asking them how their day was. Maybe it's for you joining a hosting team or doing something like that. Maybe it's for you during the week, just having that eye for somebody who needs that conversation beyond yourself. Whatever it is, allow God to use you as you look beyond your own interests for the interests of others. It's a challenging word. So the question is, are we looking to our interests above, others' interests above our own? And I reckon that's pretty much all I want to share today. I think there's three key things that we can think as a community today that would build a faithful community that would bring honor to God and serve this community well. Let's have access to God. Let's be submitted to His Spirit. And through humility, let's serve others beyond ourselves. As we do that together, you watch what God does here. You watch how He starts to see things move forward as He starts to build lives, transform families, see this community turned upside down for Jesus. And I reckon that would be pretty amazing. Can I pray for you? Father God, I just thank You for this community. It is a faithful community. Father, I pray that Your hand will be on every life, every family. As they go from this place, inspire hearts. May they know Your presence. May we submit to Your Spirit. And may we humbly serve You and see this community transformed for the power of Jesus. In Your name, amen. Amen. Hey, thanks for having me today. I appreciate it. It's been so good so far. I'm looking forward to be here. Hey, I get to come tonight as well. I'm allowed. I'm going to be speaking tonight. We're going to talk about Jesus as the light. It'd be really cool if you want to bring your friends or different things like that. But let's worship.
Let's worship. Cool. Absolutely.